Joining us now is New Zealand's head coach, the head coach of the Black Caps, Gary Stead. Good morning, Gary.
Yeah, morning, Karan.
Okay, India has announced their team to the 11 to play, including the two spinning all-rounders. Why is New Zealand holding off on its final selection until the last minute?
Just because the game may not start tomorrow, just with the weather and that it's around, and we want to be, I guess, sure that we've got the right bases covered in case the pitch changes a little bit. And sometimes when it's under covers for a while, then it can, I guess, change its characteristics.
So what you're suggesting there is the possibility that you don't play Ajaz Patel, the spinner, and go with Colin de Gronholm, the all-rounder?
Yeah, that's one of the possibilities. So I think it's been pretty widely speculated around the way we would go here, and we want to just keep those options open before we, I guess, get to the toss as well.
Is one of the other options making a really hard call and dropping one of your top-performing seam bowlers, the likes of Wagner or Bolt?
Yep, that's another option that's out there. I mean, we've got 15 guys here who are all in pretty good form as well, and I guess ready for what's ahead of us. But, we're going to leave the selection side of it until we do start the game and we're sure, I guess, more sure about what the 5 days ahead of us looks like in terms of the weather pattern.
How are you reading the pitch? It's not a rope-a-dope situation, is it, where it looks green and then turns out to be a spinner's paradise? I mean, what is the... can you get a true sense of what sort of movement there might be? And in a way, there's also the atmospheric conditions as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it looks as though the weather conditions are going to be reasonably cool, so not much sort of hotter than 18 or 19 degrees for the full time that we're here. The pitch definitely has a green tinge to it. I guess you're right, though, until you actually bowl on it. It is hard to know. We've had, a reasonable amount of intelligence that's been gathered from pitches here and the way they've played in the past and talking to a lot of different people that are around sort of the Ajaz bowl and how it reacts as well. So we've tried to do, I guess, as much of the research and homework that we can, but until you actually start, you don't really know.
How much of a factor is it's a bit different having this extra day up your sleeve, so it could go over 6 days if there is rain, and presumably they can extend each day a little bit as well. So even if you lost a day, you could easily pick it up in terms of overs. So does that affect your thinking in any way?
Well, if the first day is lost, probably not at all, because it just means you started a day later and there's only 5 days left. So I think there's been a lot made of that sixth day. It's because ICC want to have a result, and I get that completely. There still is the chance of a draw at the end of the test match still, but we're certainly going out there to try and win that game if we can.
Yes, let's talk about that. So the mindset. Sometimes in test series you might be a little bit more cautious and play out for a draw to win a series. That's not the case with this game, is it? So will we see more aggressive attacking fields, the idea that you would set aggressive declarations potentially? Will we see that sort of attitude?
I think that'll just depend on the weather and what plays out in front of us over the first 3 or 4 days for a start. So I guess when you start the game, you're just going out there to play the best cricket that you can, and you sort of let the ebbs and flows of the match look after themselves. And I mean, it's not often you play a match over 5 days and not get a result in itself. So to have the possibility of 6 days, then it's likely if we get reasonable weather, then there will be a result.
Yes, but if we look at the first English, the test match against England, where you did make a fairly aggressive declaration to encourage England to have a go, give yourself a chance of perhaps getting some more wickets, would you take that similar approach, or would you say, oh, look, we don't want to risk it, we'll be happy with the draw if you're going into a last-day scenario?
I don't think you're ever happy with a draw, because the reason we play the game is to try and win it. But those scenarios would just have to be played out in front of us before we get to that decision making. But we're certainly going in with a positive mindset of trying to play good winning cricket.
Who are the players in the Indian team that are giving you the most worry? I mean, it's just such a there's just no weakness in this side, this Indian side, is there? And if you look at Rishabh Pant, a guy who can just swing a match so quickly.
Yeah, they've got a number of those players. They're very, very dangerous. I think if you look at They've got two quality world spinners in Jadeja and Ashwin as well. They've got quality pace bowlers now, which is, I guess if you look back in the days, hasn't always been the strength of India, but they're a very, very good team away from home now. And then you look at the quality of their batting lineup. They have players right through that are capable of changing the game and taking time out of the game with the way that they play. So they certainly have no chinks in their armour. We've done our scouting. We've got some plans for some of their guys, but we also know that if we play good cricket, then we're a real chance as well. And we played well against India in the Test series at home just over 12 months ago, and we're confident in it, I guess, the way that we approach playing them.
Gary Stead, Black Caps head coach, thank you very much for talking to us this morning. Good luck and all the best for the game. Obviously, huge interest here in New Zealand.